Most Mondays, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas summarizes the biggest business and political stories in the state for the past week. For this Monday, the first in 2014, he recalls the 10 biggest business stories of an entire year.
The top 10 biggest deals of 2013 begin with, number one, Murphy Oil Corporation spinning off Murphy USA. The separation of El Dorado-based Murphy Oil's retail and refinery operations into a new independent publicly traded firm created a new $19 billion standalone company that ranks number three behind Walmart and Tyson Foods among Arkansas-based public companies. Number two, Big River Steel. The January announcement of the state's first super project, a $1.1 billion steel mill in Osceola, could inject new life in Northeast Arkansas. Number three, Home Bank Shares buys Liberty Bank Shares. The July announcement of the $285 million mega bank merger gave Home Bank Shares a major footprint across northern Arkansas. Number four, Simmons First buys Metropolitan National Bank. The surprise $53.6 million auction win for Pine Bluff-based Simmons First will bring a busy round of activity to central and northwest Arkansas, especially in the first quarter of 2014. The private option ranks number five on our top 10 biggest deals of 2013. As far as legislative deals go, this one was historic. Using the state's Medicaid expansion funds for private insurance was a tricky and creative solution to a thorny political problem. Number six on our list, the desegregation settlement that was brokered by Attorney General Dustin McDaniel's office. It ended in an agreeable way, a 31-year-old desegregation case involving Pulaski County's three major school districts. Number seven, Arkansas Best and Teamsters Union agreed to a contract. After years of protracted battles and frustration, Fort Smith-based Arkansas Best and the labor union representing many of its workers hammered out an agreement to move forward for the trucking company. Number eight, Arvest Bank makes a lot of moves. The Jim Walton-led bank closed on its four-state buyout of 29 Bank of America locations, and it acquired National Bank of Arkansas in North Little Rock. It also competed for the Metropolitan National Bank auction. Number nine, First Federal Bank Shares buys two banks. The Harrison-based financial institution's acquisition of First National of Hot Springs and Heritage Bank in Jonesboro was a $74 million deal, but it may be a harbinger of future moves. Just a reminder, former Alltel CEO Scott Ford is one of several major investors in First Federal Bank Shares. And number 10 on our top 10 biggest deals of 2013 involves Deltic Timber acquiring its additional stake in its partnership. Deltic Timber Corporation acquired the remaining 50% interest in Deltin Fiber, a subsidiary of Temple Inland. The $20 million deal immediately boosted Deltic's bottom line and led to a record year in profits for the El Dorado-based timber and real estate firm. You can keep up with our breaking business and political news or see a recap of some of this year's biggest stories on our website at www.talkbusiness.net.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.